Now let's talk about an old industry that's hiring a new kind of worker. Health providers are hiring people whose job is to help make sure you do not need to go to the hospital. Sarah McCammon reports from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Kevin Weirs is a nurse at a busy doctor's office in Savannah. But instead of giving patients shots or taking blood pressure readings, his job is mostly talking. Today, he's meeting with Susan Johnson, a 63-year-old patient with diabetes.
Your lab work definitely has showed some improvement.
Yes.
Johnson is a retired restaurant cook who receives Medicare and Medicaid. She's already met with her doctor, but Weirs spends another half hour with her, talking through her medication, exercise, and diet.
Well, sounds like you cut back on a lot of your sweets and things that have a lot of sugar in them. What about, you know, vegetables and your portions of food? Have you made any changes with that?
A little bit. Okay. I ain't gonna lie, a little bit.
Okay.
Weirs is 51 years old, but he looks younger. He has a few flecks of gray in his neatly trimmed beard. He was a hospice nurse for 15 years and a social worker before that. He's one of five new care coordinators at Memorial Health, a medical system based in Savannah. He's paid to pay special attention to patients with poorly controlled chronic conditions like diabetes and heart disease.
Some of these patients have, you know, fought with their diabetes for many years and, you know, get very complacent with the whole situation and feel that, you know, well, no matter what I do, it's not going to make a difference. But it does.
It's hard to persuade people to change, Weirs says, and patients are sometimes skeptical about his role in their care.
I mean, who are you? I mean, I've come to this office before, I've seen these physicians, and now you're somebody new, and what are you doing? Why do you want to talk to me?
But getting these patients to trust Weirs is an important part of the hospital's strategy for dealing with rising costs. Memorial is investing $500,000 a year in care coordination in the belief that it will save money in the long run. Memorial CEO Maggie Gill wants Weirs to teach patients to care for themselves.
You can help people prevent crises from happening by helping them manage them outside of the hospital.
Memorial provides about $30 million in free care each year. Because Georgia is not expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, Gill says the hospital is going to continue to give a lot of care for free. On top of that, the federal government is penalizing hospitals for some repeat visits. Weirs, Gill hopes, can prevent some of them.
A particularly difficult diabetic patient ended up in the emergency department typically two or three times a year. And with the help of the care coordinator, the wife was now feeling more comfortable and delivering insulin and measuring insulin levels. And they had avoided at least two emergency department visits by having that resource.
On a typical day, Weirs meets with three or four patients and calls people who've just been released from the hospital.
How are you feeling today, sir? Okay, awesome. I'm the RN care coordinator here at the office, and I was calling to follow up with you since you were discharged from the hospital the other day.
Weirs says patients end up trusting him. He makes sure they're feeling okay, taking their medication, and know when to come in for a follow-up. He gives them his phone number so they don't have to hassle with the front office. For those who can't afford their medications, Weirs says he'll call drug companies or do research online to help find discount drug programs.
Sometimes you just have to get creative. You have to spend the extra time to see what might be available. That's the benefit of being a care coordinator and having the experience that I have as a nurse is that I know how to navigate the healthcare system.
Weirs says he's encouraged by the results he's seeing already, like the patient who practically bounded into his office recently, breathing easier thanks to his new asthma inhalers. The hope is that a lot of little improvements like that will add up to big savings to the health system in the long run. For NPR News, I'm Sarah McCammon in Savannah, Georgia.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership between NPR and Kaiser Health News.